ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
To the US now, where a search is underway to find six missing people after a container ship collided with the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Six construction workers who were filling potholes on the bridge are unaccounted for, but authorities say a mayday issued by the crew of the Dali when it lost power gave them crucial minutes to close the bridge to traffic, which of course has saved probably many lives. In addition to the human cost of the tragedy, the collapse of the bridge has closed one of the busiest ports on the US eastern seaboard. Joining us now is the Washington Post global economics correspondent David Lynch, who covers trade and globalization. Thank you so much for your time, David.
Sure.
What do we know about the short-term impact of the closure of the port in Baltimore and what it will have?
Well, we know it's not going to be good. Baltimore is not one of the largest ports for the United States, but it does have some significance. It is the largest in terms of what's called roll-on, roll-off cargo. This is, you know, construction equipment, agricultural tractors and the like that can just drive right out of the ship onto land. So it's significant in that regard, and we're coming up to the spring planting season, so it may hit the farm sector. It also takes in an awful lot of automobiles made by companies like Mazda, Mercedes-Benz, Subaru. So there'll be some disruption in the auto market. That might not be a true crisis given the state of inventories, but there is going to be some reallocation of imports and exports with this port offline. Stuff that normally would have come in through Baltimore is now going to be redirected perhaps to Philadelphia, to Delaware, to Norfolk, Virginia, maybe up to New York, New Jersey. And, you know, that's going to be a headache for supply chain executives, for shippers, for the ocean carriers. They're going to have to sort that out.
It's hard not to notice how easily the entire structure collapsed after it was hit. Does this raise broader questions about the safety of aging infrastructure?
Well, it is the second bridge worldwide just this month to have an accident of this sort. There was one in China in Guangzhou that suffered a similar mishap. And some people have raised questions about the extent to which this aging infrastructure, which of course was designed and built well before these mammoth container ships, which are capable of carrying tens of thousands of standard shipping containers, well before those ships came online. Now, you know, most bridges, so far as I know, in some of your key ports, particularly New York, New Jersey, do have protective structures around their base to protect them from just this sort of episode. But it apparently wasn't the case in Baltimore, and it is something that folks are going to have to look at as part of the investigation.
Questions are also being raised about why the ship wasn't being towed by a tugboat, why it didn't drop anchor immediately, all of those questions. Do we have any clarity?
I don't think so. This is still, we're not even 24 hours after the event. The effort to recover the bodies of those who were presumed dead in the accident is ongoing. I think President Biden has said that the federal government should step up and pay what's necessary to get this bridge reconstructed, because it is a critical artery in this region. There are certain types of cargo, hazardous waste in particular, that needs to move through the region that can only get across the water or can only get across most directly over this bridge, because the other routes are tunnels. The other direct routes through Baltimore are tunnels, and you're not allowed to take hazardous material through the tunnels for what are probably obvious reasons. So as a consequence, those shipments are now going to have to divert way to the west around Baltimore. That's going to add time and cost. So it's an important artery.
Is it clear how long it will take to get the port operational again?
Not at all. At this point, your guess is as good as mine. I've spoken to various people today who said, you know, we may be looking at several weeks before the immediate wreckage of the ship and the bridge structure itself is cleared from the navigation channel so that the port can resume moving vessels in and out. Getting the bridge itself reconstructed, that's going to be a much, much longer process.
David Lynch, thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to help.
David Lynch is the global economics correspondent for The Washington Post.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.